Migrants to Florida come primarily for two reasons, Tom. The jobs, as you correctly point out, but also we have a large amount of retirees that aren't affected by jobs. But there is a significant portion that are affected by our job creation or lack thereof. And so when Florida's economy contracted so sharply and we lost hundreds of thousands of jobs, 10% of our total employment force, of course, then people moved out to get jobs and nobody moved in to get jobs, or few people moved in to get jobs. Now that we are having some positive employment growth, I think that also reflects in positive population growth.
Well, here in Central Florida, we saw a larger boost in population in the past year than some other parts of the state. Hank, do you see that as an indication that the economy is improving in our region?
Yes, I think the prospects for Central Florida are far brighter, and it does reflect changes in our economy. We're enjoying a significant rebound in tourism, which is driving up jobs in that sector. And importantly, we have diversified our economy with the growth of Medical City, with the Burnham and the VA and the new medical college. All those things combined also are substantial generators of jobs, which will help us going forward, Tom.
So that is going to help us in Orange County, but elsewhere in Central Florida, the northern counties, the Space Coast, for example. Tell me about those.
It's interesting to note that the weakest economy is in Brevard County because of the downturn in the space industry, coupled with this sharp downturn in construction, tourism, and retirement. Unfortunately, Brevard County doesn't have the offset that Orange County has with Medical City, and so the prospects look pretty bleak. Their population growth is contracting and will continue to do so. We also see some weakness in Volusia County because it's not quite Orange County. It has a negative tourism effect yet. It hasn't really rebounded. And the northern counties in the metropolitan area also are a little weaker than the southern counties that are benefiting from tourism and Medical City, Tom.
Now, Florida's population growth, as we said, does seem to be rebounding, although the growth rate is considerably slower. But, Hank, for so many years, our growth was exceptionally high, and, of course, that brought with it a number of problems: crowded roads, pressure on the infrastructure of all kinds, crowded schools, urban sprawl, threats of water shortages, environmental degradation, and on and on and on. After so many years of population growth kind of on steroids, isn't it perhaps in some ways a good thing to see growth slow down a little bit?
Well, it might be a good thing if growth slowed down a little bit. Unfortunately, growth slowed down a lot from average of over 250,000 net in-migrants plus natural increase, adding up to 300,000 average population growth from 1970 to 2005. Now growth has been virtually nothing. So is there a happy medium? Sure. But the low growth we're at now is not the happy medium, Tom.
So what would be your projection for the future then, Hank? Will we be returning to the previous levels of population growth in Florida and in Central Florida, or will the growth continue to be lower than we've seen in the past?
In Florida, I believe that we'll see a downshift in growth from an average of 300,000 a year that characterized the period from 1975 to 2005 to about 200,000 a year that'll characterize the next decade, in part because of our compromising of our competitive advantage, in part because of the slower rate of job growth. In Central Florida, I think that we'll have substantial job growth, and with the Medical City and other things of a like kind, I think we'll see a substantial amount of job growth and a substantial amount of population growth, similar to what we saw over the last 30 years in Central Florida, Tom.